Well, folks, when this historic, and boy is it historic, Olympics ends, the slogan of the 2024 Olympics, I've got a proposal. Let me see how you like it. You let me know on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line 71307. The slogan of the 2024 Olympics should be, quote, "I can't win, it's a man. I can't win, it's a man." This went viral yesterday. This poor woman. Oh, can't imagine how hard she worked to get to the Olympics too. But then a man said, and a woman always must obey when the man says, to get off the podium. A woman's place is wherever the man says the place is. And if the man is not interested in taking her place, then the woman can have her place back. But she must step aside to where we are. Hungary's Luka Anna Harmori on the sideline in despair with her coach during yesterday's Olympic boxing match against Algeria's Imane Khalif. She says to her coach, who's giving her a prep talk as she's getting the crap beaten out of her, quote, "I can't win, it's a man." This was overheard. "I can't win, it's a man." And look, folks, we're big believers in science here. What did the International Boxing Commission find when they tested the man? XY chromosome. So this is very simple. XY makes you a man, okay? We used to know that. We used to know if you had an XY, you were a man. It was very simple. If you had elevated testosterone levels and you were a man, you were a man. Not anymore. "I can't win, it's a man" should be the slogan of the 2024 Olympics. Angela Carini, the Italian boxer who got her nose broken by the man, had to apologize to the man. And I don't know what else to call somebody who tests positive for an XY chromosome. Angela Carini has issued an apology to Imane Khalif, who broke her nose. Why? Because the beatdown was so horrendous online by the left. You are supposed to go in there, let the man beat the crap out of you. And just, you know, you are a woman, you are a prop in a play. It's about him, it's not about you. You step aside after taking your punches. And no, they don't care if your nose gets broken. You know what's interesting about this? So she was forced to apologize over the weekend. I just gnashed my teeth seeing it. I wouldn't apologize. There's no way. Apologize for objecting to getting her nose smashed in by a man. The Italian was left distraught in the ring and opted not to follow tradition as she refused to shake Khalif's hand after it was raised by a referee. She has now apologized for that. "I'm sorry for my opponent too. If the International Olympic Committee said she could fight, I respect that decision." Now, this is what's interesting. Okay. The Spanish boxing coach, his name is Rafael Lozano. He was the last Spanish boxer to win an Olympic medal. He's now the team's national coach for boxing. Claims his fighters were unable to train with Khalif due to her power. Which ones? Oh, the females. "I don't see it as fair," he said. "I don't see it as equal. Everyone can think what they want, but that's how I see it." Lozano, who won bronze in the 1996 Olympics, told Radio Marca, "They were doing a training camp here at the Bloom, and we couldn't put Khalif with anyone." He means on the female team. "We put her with Jennifer Fernandez, and it hurt her. Whoever we put her with, it hurt her. We had to put her with Jose Quies, and they were equally matched. From my point of view, I don't see it as fair." Neither does the International Boxing Association, which just put out a statement, pointing out that not one but two, including Lin Yu Ting and Imane Khalif, failed two times their gender tests and were not allowed to box. Now, in the case of Lin Yuting did not even appeal the International Boxing Association's decision to the Court of Arbitration for Sport, thus rendering the decision legally binding. The decision, what was the decision? He has XY chromosomes. These are not hard things. He is a male. He could not fight. Amani Khalif, for whatever reason, has XY chromosomes. Now, they're saying this is something that he was born with. But the problem is, when you have this condition, you have testicles inside your body. They don't drop outside your body. They're inside your body. You go through male puberty. You have an XY chromosome. I am a woman. Mine are XX. You are a man who has gone through male puberty. So what do you have? What you have two, yeah, and they're acting like there's one boxer. No, there's two. Lin Yuting is a male with an XY chromosome. This is indisputable, and yet the International Olympic Committee allowed him to fight women. Disastrously, by the way, that ended up. So what is going on here? What is all, they are establishing right now, okay? They're establishing that if you have, this is what the left is doing, if you have an XY chromosome, if you have an XY chromosome, that is what a man has. Only men have those. Women do not. In the future, you cannot be questioned. It doesn't matter if you say you're a woman. You don't even have to explain anything beyond that. It boils down to do you know what it boils down to for women? You're allowed extra testosterone above natural female bounds, so you can have more than 2 times the testosterone a woman would have in her body. That's cool. That's within the limits if you're a woman. And athletes will use that to get any advantage they can. But if you are a man, an actual man, boxing men, can you have elevated of levels of testosterone beyond which a man's body would naturally have? Hell no, because you'd be doping. And you will have to forfeit your medals if you're caught in shame. But if you're a woman and you have testosterone levels above and beyond what is possible for a real woman, and you even have an XY chromosome, it's all good. Got it? So this is where we are now. Artificially elevated or just elevated levels of testosterone beyond that which are natural for men. If you're boxing men, you're out. You are out in shame. You have doped. If you have elevated levels of testosterone beyond which you could have in a woman's body, though, it's all good. You didn't dope. It's all the same. It's great. Who knows? And if you even have XY chromosome, that's good too. Whatever. It's just whatever we feel. So this is what's going on with Amani Khalif. There's this sort of sketchy situation where this person is allegedly born somehow, some way. What do we do? Well, scientifically, the only way we can handle this is to look, is this person a male? And again, the International Boxing Association, which governs boxing internationally, put a statement out before the Olympics warning, look, these two failed. They are males. We did not allow them to box. And yet they're boxing in the Olympics. So honestly, I think the slogan for the 2024 Olympics, really, if you want to boil the whole thing down and the way it'll be remembered, please God, let it end soon, is the slogan should be, I can't win, it's a man. There you go. You just take your broken nose like a big girl, don't complain.